Hello, my dears. Welcome to this week's podcast. This week, I want to talk to you specifically around the subject of change and change being for the long haul. Now, I know most of you going through a change, you're going to say, yeah, thanks, Debbie. I know it's difficult. And I know that it's taken a long period and that's why I'm really frustrated. But bear with me, because what I'm going to share with you this week, I'm hoping is going to resonate with you on a number of levels. But the main thing is that any significant period of change that you wish to embark on within your life is going to take time. And I want to use a real reference here from the horticultural world. Okay, so if you listened to last week's session, you would have heard me mention the coach Les Brown. Les Brown is a coach who's been going since the 70s, and he teaches people around, just motivation and being a better version of themselves and how to get through difficulties in their life. One of the references that he used is the Chinese bamboo plant. Now, if any of you have never heard of this plant, essentially the Chinese bamboo tree, when it's first planted, it has to be watered and fertilized for 5 years, every single day. If at any period in that 5 year that you stop watering, stop fertilizing that plant, it will die. It won't grow above the ground. In the fifth year of this, so you're watering and fertilizing it every day, in a period of 6 weeks, this plant grows 90 feet. So from nothing to 90 feet, 6 weeks. Now, Les uses this metaphor because he asks people, well, do you think the plant takes 6 weeks to grow to 90 feet? Or does it take 5 years? And the answer is 5 years. And it's the same with any significant period of change that you're going through. You have to be in this for the long haul. I certainly am in this for the long haul. My reference is quite easy to understand because I'm a transgender woman, and you know, my period of change has taken 4 years from making the decision to the surgical transition. And one could argue that when I have actually made that surgical transition, that I'm at the stage that the bamboo plant is at, I'm 90 feet above the ground. Whilst I can agree with you to some level, on another level I'm not going to agree with you. I think every person throughout their life is growing. Every person is becoming the person that they want to be or that they choose to be. You know, each of us has a choice when it comes to living the truth that we want to live, and you can either live someone else's version of a truth or you can live your own truth. But certainly me living my truth and becoming the person I want to become, it's taken me 5 years to get to this point. In 3 weeks it'll be 5 years since I made the decision to since I started my journey. The 30th of July 2012 was when I started my transition. Today is the 19th of June 2017. So it's almost 5 years since I made that decision. And yes, it's taken me 5 years to get to this point. But I can fully understand and appreciate why people become frustrated at the lack of progress, or they become bogged down with how long things are taking. Totally get it. I was the same. Certainly very early on in my transition, when I knew that I was going to have to wait 12 to 18 months between appointments at the gender clinic, I was so pissed off. I was really frustrated, and it got to a period when I would become angry at that process. But you know, having a bit of reflection and time to listen to the likes of Les Brown and, you know, people like me, hopefully, that you'll be helping you in your transitionary period or period of change, you have to understand that any change worthwhile is going to take time. It's the same as the bamboo plant, you know. If I had stopped following my truth, if I had stopped, you know, watering my ambition and fertilizing the person that I wanted to become by continuing on that path, and by not giving up, I wouldn't be sitting here in front of you now. I would have just detransitioned and gone back to my old self. And I'm so very glad that I haven't done that. And you know, it's the same with you. Any massive change you want to go through, keep watering in it. Anything that you're struggling with, you have to keep going. You know, there are going to be times when you come up against obstacles, against judgments, against rejections. And you know, that's part of life. It doesn't matter who or what you are in any form of life. There are going to be people who hate on you, people who don't agree with you, people who don't like you. And you know, if you let that affect you, and if you let that stop you following your dreams, then honestly, the only person you're cheating is yourself. Keep watering those dreams, keep fertilizing those dreams, keep on the path that you wanted to follow, keep being you. And I promise you, you will be so blown away and happy when you get to that point. And you have to understand the period that you're in now. If you're going through a massive period of change, I understand that, because that's the thing that you're going through in the point of time that you're in, it's very difficult to see outside of that. Often when we're stuck in these situations of change and we don't feel like we're progressing, we can't see the wood for the trees. We have to understand that yes, we started our journey. We might not, you know, as Steve Jobs once famously said, you know, you don't have to see the end. You know what you want to achieve and you can connect the dots along the way. It's the same with any significant period of change. Keep watering those dreams, keep fertilizing those dreams, keep going, keep on your path to self-fulfillment, to true self, and I promise you, you will get there. This week's session is rather short, and you know, there's nothing really more to say other than thank you to everyone who's downloaded, shared, and listened to these podcasts. Please, please, please do share them if you think anyone's going to benefit from hearing these words. If you want to see more, if you head over to YouTube and you search Transcending with DLC, my YouTube channel's over there. I've done a training video to go along with that. And also, if you search for the website, transcendingwithdlc.com, I've written a blog to go along with this session as well. I do the same with every session and with every podcast because I appreciate that people learn better from different formats. And a lot of the coaches that I aspire to be like do the very same thing. They share these things on various formats. So thanks again for listening. I look forward to sharing next week's session with you. Until then, as I always say, be yourself, no one else. Take care. Thanks for listening. Bye.